somewhat diverse interpretations of both the scientific data and the Bible. To add to the confusion, not a few people occupy both roles, i.e., they are both scientists and Christian interpreters of Scripture. And such people do not always agree with their fellow scientists or with their fellow Bible interpreters. Some examples may help. On the side of the Bible, some Christians hold to the gap theory. There is a gap of indeterminate length between Genesis 1:1 and Genesis 1:2. Some hold to day-age theory. Each day of Genesis 1 represents an age. Some hold to young earth theory. Each day is a 24-hour day, and creation took place no more than 10,000 years ago. Some hold to what might be called a literary week. Each day is a 24-hour day, but the entire week is meant to be a literary creation that does not pretend to tell us exactly what happened, but aims to order the account for symbolic and theological reasons, variously understood. Several of these theories are compatible with theistic evolution, but that expression is itself more than a little ambiguous. In the thought of some, it presupposes evolution that is indistinguishable from a naturalistic accounting of evolution, except for the assertion that God was sovereignly, if benignly, presiding over evolution's unfolding in much the same way that he providentially presides over sunshine and rain today, making it possible to say that God sends the sunshine and the rain. In the thought of others, while evolution by some kind of natural selection takes place, presided over by God, at various points, God intervened miraculously to bring about results that could not have happened naturally. For example, God made human beings qualitatively different from other primates. They are his image bearers, destined for eternal life. Frankly, many Christians view one or more of these options as outside the pale, and are open to only one or two of the options. For example, it is frequently argued that there is no compelling biblical reason to see billions and billions of years in Genesis 1. The reason some Christians change their interpretation of that text come from outside the Bible. Geologists and other scientists tell us that the evidence that the Earth is billions of years old is overwhelming. Because of these arguments, some Christians reinterpret Genesis 1 to fit the prevailing scientific stance, adopting interpretations that would never have been found in the text had it not been for the claims of science. This result, they argue, domesticates the Bible and distorts its plain sense. Yet the issue is complicated. Long before the rise of modern science, Augustine, 4th century, asserted that the interpretation of Genesis 1 is difficult, but he argued, for what he thought were compelling biblical and theological reasons, that the